transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
When I'm hearing confessions, and not even confession, sometimes when I just receive a phone call or I'm with someone, and a very common interaction is when we feel, I don't know the best way to put it, but when we feel like we're losing control, we don't know what to do next. We kind of feel like we're out of sorts. And sometimes we feel that we're being buried and covered in all of these struggles of our lives. And I often come back to this morning's gospel when in trying to remind us of what we're up against, and I do believe that we're up against demonic powers in life, but I often come back to this gospel as reassurance that although we are up against the demonic forces, they have no control over us unless we give it to them. And I remind people over and over and over again, quoting this scripture, that the devils couldn't even enter into the pigs without God's permission. If we think that God is going to somehow allow the demons to run all over us if he doesn't desire it. And so we have to ask the question that if the demons can only enter through God's permission, how is it that this man had so many demons in his life that the demons actually refer to themselves as legion? And that is why, my brothers and sisters, I work so diligently and I am constantly on the lookout for warning signs that people and we may be allowing the demons into our lives. Because if God doesn't give them permission, then we do. And when we play with the demons, whether it is reading the horoscope in the newspaper or going to a fortune teller or even reading the coffee grounds, we are playing with the demons. And when we play with the demons, we have given them permission to enter into our lives. And so we have to wonder, what about this man? Obviously, either God had permitted the demons or he had permitted the demons. One way or another, his life had been totally consumed. But never fear, because he had enough strength inside by God's grace to know that he had to come to God. And that, to be perfectly honest, is normally when I encounter people. When they're in that moment that they have just enough strength and just enough faith to know, I've got to go to the church. There's help for me at the church. There's peace and there's comfort at the church. And so if there's peace and comfort in the church, why am I always talking about sin and temptation? Why don't I just sit up here from the pulpit and paint a rosy, comfortable, peaceful picture of life? Well, quite frankly, at the young age of almost 48, I've learned that life is not always peaceful and fun and comfortable. That around every turn, my brothers and sisters, there's the potential for pain and danger. And we as Orthodox Christians are taught to be vigilant in our lives. We are taught that so long as we keep God first in our life, and I mean first, I don't mean if we have time for God, we have God in our life. I mean when we keep God first in our life, when we live like we are really in communion with Him, in physical union with God, when we genuinely live that way, as St. Cyril says, the demons can do nothing to us. But then you have these pigs. And the big mystery of the pigs, what's with all the pigs? First, we know that the demons will stop at nothing to destroy anything that they can get their hands on. The demons love destruction. And so while they were in this man, what did they do? They threw him around, they threw him into the fire, they tried to drown him, they threw him here, they threw him there. Finally, they had to exile him into the wilderness. Destruction. They finally get into the pigs, and what do to the pigs? The pigs run off into the cliff and drown. Total destruction. That's what they have for us if we allow them to play with us. They'll stop at nothing. But then there's these town folk, and they see the demon cast out of the man. They see the man in his right mind, and they see him praying at God's feet. You'd think they'd be happy, but they ask God to leave. Let that rest with you for a moment. These town folk chose the nasty, dirty, slimy pigs over Jesus Christ. And as the fathers teach us, that is that fleshly life. That is the sin and the corruption and the jealousy and the anger that we are constantly tempted with. And God gave these people a chance to shed those out of their lives, get the pigs out. But they would rather Christ leave and keep the pigs. They experienced God's love and mercy as torment. And this, my brothers and sisters, is why I always turn to the life of the church. The life of the church, prayer, fasting, reading the scriptures, taking and preparing for Holy Communion as often as we can. Blessing all things around us, surrounding us with images of the holy life. All of this, my brothers and sisters, has one and only one goal: to help us choose Christ over the pigs. Because left to our own fallen human nature, we like the pigs. We like the greed. Some of us even like the anger and the selfishness and the slothfulness. But the life of the church is our protection. Christ is our armor against the demons, if only we are willing to choose Him. And St. Cyril reminds us, I put it in your bulletin so you can take it home. He reminds us that the demons have no power over us, so long as we are committed to living that life in Christ. It's our choice. The crowd asked Christ to leave, so He got up and left. That beautiful gift of free will runs both ways, as we could say. God allows us to freely love Him, and He allows us to freely chase Him away. God is not going to force His peace and mercy upon us. If we in our lives decide, and sometimes it can be one day at a time, today I think I'll follow the pigs. We all have that temptation, and sometimes we're going to make the mistake. It's not about getting it right every time. It's about desiring to follow Christ. And it's about the willingness to let the pigs go off the cliff so we can live with Christ and in His loving embrace. And then there's one final piece of the gospel that I think is so very important to us as Orthodox Christians living in a dark world. It says here, "Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him." He was begging Jesus to let him live with Jesus and to go along the path, you know, like the rest of the disciples. And listen to what Christ says, but the gospel says, "But Jesus sent him away saying, 'Return to your own house.'" Are you ready for this? "And tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. This has to become our response too. We have to want to be with Christ so desperately. And then Christ is going to send us out back to our homes. In just an hour and a half, we're going to walk out those doors after our cup of coffee. And it's our opportunity to share with others the great things that God has done for us in our lives. The demons that God has cast out of our lives. The struggles that God has lifted us out of the darkness. Because we all know friends or family or neighbors, or co-workers, or clients and customers. We all know someone who's struggling with their demons. And we who love God, we who know the power that God has to release us from that struggle, shouldn't we share that good news with other people? Should we reach out and we see that friend? "I see you're really struggling with something. What's going on in your life? What do you do on Sunday mornings?" "Well, I have my coffee. Why don't you come with me to church?" It's right here in the gospel. Go and tell everyone the great things that God has done for you. My brothers and sisters, that is our commandment today. To go and tell everyone. Not just the people we want in church, but everyone we meet, the great things that God has done for us. And if you're sitting here today and you're struggling with a demon and you're struggling with something that is gotten a hold of you, then come to the church for Holy Confession and God will cure you of that struggle. God will bring that peace into your heart. But He's not going to force Himself upon us. His grace and His love flow freely to those who accept it and desire it, as this man did in this morning's gospel. So let's go out, my brothers and sisters, and spread the good news of God's love and protection and His ability to free us from those demons that might grab a hold of us in our lives. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.